This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Better.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Tamiflu has side effects.
Hallucinating. Suicide. Delirium.
Good Lord.
So it's Tamiflu or just suffer with the symptoms.
Ooh, that's brilliant.
Robert Scott Bell.
Hell no. TMO.
Anti-labeling advocates spent $70 million to defeat ballot initiatives.
Why? Because they said it would hurt sales.
Shut up and eat your mutant chili.
Robert Scott Bell.
Cancer cases keep rising. And it's all down to plain bad luck.
Do I feel lucky? Well, do you, punk?
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Before we get into the main show topic to open up about animal testing and its 92% failure rate, Super Don, I'm just wondering if I have a failure of memory rate today. Today I was, actually not today. I've been certain for, this is one of the weirdest things that I'm still scratching my head over. And people are going, what's this? What show am I listening to?
Okay, you really want to do this? Okay, go ahead.
Maybe somebody knows why I thought this. This is the Robert Scott Bell Show, I think.
Just to preface this for the listeners. Yeah. We've been having this conversation now for about, I'd say half an hour or so before the show.
Yes, welcome
and
to the pre.
And it's really troubling Robert here, so we got to try and work this out.
All right, so I've interviewed well over 1,000 people, and that doesn't count the same people over and over again. I'm just talking 1,000 individual plus, you know, probably over 1,100 at this point over the years. And, you know, some of the people that I've interviewed have passed away. Right, since that, not because they were interviewed by me, but it happens, right? And I've talked about Dr. Batman Gelage in 2002. You know, your body's many cries for water. I interviewed him, and about a year later, he passed away. No relation to the interview. Just here I am. Somebody's trying to track down Dr. Marcia Angel. She was the former editor in chief of the New England Journal of Medicine, and I'm so certain. You know, we interviewed her for her show, The Truth About the Drug Companies. And ever since then, I was under the impression that she's no longer with us. She's died. She's passed away. So certain was I that I sent out an email to someone asking how they could track her down. And then I got the message back, no, she's alive. I'm like, what? How was I? Where did that thought come in that Marcia Angel was not alive?
Obviously, at some point along the way, you were somehow something you heard, or you got your wires crossed somewhere, and you thought.
But I'm trying to figure out where the wires got crossed, because it's not like I just had the thought today.
But shouldn't you instead be celebrating the fact that she's still alive?
I'm happy. Yes, I'm happy she's alive, but I'm like, dude, I prematurely announced her demise, and that's not right. I don't want to do that.
You are literally like walking into walls over this.
No, I haven't walked into any walls today, thankfully. But
yeah, just wait. Listen, Robert, look.
What?
We spend, there isn't a week that goes by that you aren't pointing out the fact that you have been proven right about something. You're always right about everything. Maybe once, listen, you are human.
Yeah.
Maybe you were just wrong.
Is this the point where I finally go, oh, yeah, I was wrong? No, I'm not like that, am I? I'm like, why would I come on the air and the first thing I point out is how wrong I am about the passing of someone who didn't pass? What's bugging me more about it, not that she's alive, because I'm happy about that. That's not the point is I'm just trying, I'm racking my brain, going, where did I get this idea that I was so certain about for a long time now, not just today?
I don't know if you can retrace your steps all the way back through all of these years that you thought she had passed away, but maybe you can, but, you know.
What was that?
You just have to let it go, man. Let it go.
I know. But it's, all right, it's bugging me. Can you tell it's bugging me? Yeah. Oh, my gosh. All right, 866-939-BELL. If you have any idea where I got that idea, then call me, 866-939-2355. RobertScottBell.com. Captain Morgan has put up the notes early today, so you're ready to rock and roll with us, see where we're going. Dr. Bittar, Advanced Medicine, a little later in the program. Archives, you'll figure it out later. All right, for the record, the program with a 92% failure rate. That's a little worse than my failure rate, isn't it? Just a wee bit, 92%?
Just a little, yeah.
Yeah. That you're still paying for. This is a headline over the Blaze. The federal government spends, oh, it's only $12 billion. What's the big deal? And by the way, talking about money, we're gonna, on Thursday when we do our Sacred Fire of Liberty with Jonathan Ebord and Cheryl Chumley and Norm Singleton from the Campaign for Liberty, dude, I got a bone to pick with Donald Trump. Even though, in a lot of ways, I like the guy, he just said something about the deficits don't matter, the budget doesn't matter, really, because we could just print more money. We never have to default. I got, okay.
Ooh.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
I know. Okay. I'm not surprised, but again, you know, like I said, we give him the benefit on certain areas. This one, I can't. I'm like, oh, geez. Anyway, call Gary Johnson or Jesse Ventura. Let's see. Or McAfee. Call John McAfee. Let's talk to him again.
Or Ron Paul, for that matter.
Or Ron Paul,
I mean,
yeah.
There are rumors swirling around that he could potentially appoint Ron Paul as Secretary of State.
Really?
I've seen this, yes.
Wow. No, I hadn't heard that. You know, again, I'm detouring because I'm still so upset with myself going, I can't figure
right.
out for
All
the
right.
life of me.
So back
yeah,
to
for the record.
Place.
So 92% failure rate on what? You're still paying for it. The federal government spending $12 billion a year on animal experiments. Animal experiments. Disgusting animal experiments that don't even prove concept for humans in most cases. 92% failure rate. What is that? $12 billion? Does that mean like $10 billion is wasted, only $2 billion is successful?
Well, let's clarify here. Just one, I think, important point here. Okay,
sure.
They're spending $12 billion a year on animal experiments.
Mm-hmm.
And the 92% failure rate...
Yeah.
Is that the drugs that are tested in the animals fail when they're used in humans. So 92% of the drugs mm-hmm. that they test in the animals fail when they go to human trials.
So the animal models, and we've argued this, there are similarities. I know why they use the Sprague Dawley rats, like they have similarities in terms of metabolism and cellular impact and interface, but my goodness, it looks like 92% of the drug studies where it works on a rat or a dog or a cat, it doesn't work on a human. And what's the point of sacrificing these innocent animals we got to figure out to move. Listen, I get that concept of science. I really do. It's not that I'm a card-carrying member of People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals, because there's a religious dogma about that can be extreme too. And it doesn't mean I hate animals just because I'm not a member of PETA. Don't go there either. But the reality is that we're testing drugs. I mean, how many of these tests on animals were for things that we can already cure through the use of botanical medicine, herbs, or by supplementing minerals, by utilizing homeopathic medicine? And of course, almost all of the things that they're testing on animals to find drugs that they can give to humans, completely, utterly, totally a waste and unnecessary, because we here at the Robert Scott Bell Show already know how to reverse and prevent and all of those diseases that we're not, quote-unquote, allowed to do because the Fear and Death Administration has not granted you exalted permission. And they're going to sacrifice animals for testing that wouldn't work even if the drug worked supposedly, statistically significantly. However, they had to, no pun intended, monkey the stats to make it work.
You know what kind of blows my mind on this situation is it seems like there's always new drugs that are coming out. You see new drug commercials for this, mm-hmm. that, and whatever, right?
Yeah.
If 92% of the drugs that they're spending $12 billion a year on are failing, that basically, I'm assuming, means they aren't going to market because they're failing.
Right.
I mean, how many types of drugs are they testing out there?
No,
if only 8% make it to human trials, and then you have to figure a certain percentage of those
not
going
to make it to
it.
Market, yeah. And how many cats and dogs and monkeys
drugs,
and
man.
Apes and cougars and rats are they sacrificing for this?
Yeah.
You want to talk about a racket? factory farming and factory, what do we call that, experimentation. I mean, these are where, if the Nazi atrocities, the people that committed them, reincarnated, I hope they reincarnated as the animals that are experimented on. So that they can feel a little taste of their own medicine. Because the animals are innocent. And I don't know that humans reincarnate as animals. I'm not saying I know that. I'm just saying if there was justice, that might be the case that you could go, well, as innocent as that dog looked, he used to be a Nazi scientist.
Yeah, you know, get reincarnated as the rat that glows in the dark.
Yeah, or something. Right. Or you get, turn you into Schmeet. Okay, well, speaking of scientific studies that do work, that might work, they're looking for antibacterials. The hunt is on. And they're finally looking to the botanical world, the food world. Tea, honey, hops that make beer, and toasted SpongeBob. Well, maybe not toasted, sponges, sea sponges. And they're saying that all of those things do have antimicrobial properties, according to Welsh. That's Wales. Wales in England, right? Or that part of the UK? My wife's going to kill me for that one because she knows Wales all that well.
You can't be wrong twice in the same day. Now, come on.
No, you know what? I know who's from Wales, I think. Yeah. Who did Michael Douglas marry?
I do not know. I'm not up on my entertainment news.
Come on, she was the one that he claimed that she gave him throat cancer. Don't you remember that?
Oh yeah, no, I can picture her, but I can't remember her name.
Right, and I don't know how he was walking anytime after he said that. Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Well,
right?
we'll figure it out.
It is in the UK.
Yeah. But, anyway,
interesting. I mean, listen, they have always leaned towards more of a natural, you know, they're big on homeopathy over there, you know, the royal family and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. So it's not a big surprise that they're looking here, but it's kind of nice to see them looking in natural places, you know, now that obviously, you know, the antibiotics are failing because we've been over prescribing them for so long.
And, you know, I don't need any more studies. I already know how to deal with this, and many of you already know how to deal with infections. I don't know how many of your kids have never had an antibiotic, and I don't say that to brag. It's to say that I hope or pray that, indeed, that will be the case, that it's so rare as to be big news if somebody has to go on an antibiotic because everything else you tried failed. And at that point, it would be appropriate, perhaps. But the use of silver hydrosol, which we've done here, the use of homeopathic medicines to deal with infection. We've already got the tools. We've got the methods. A lot of them are listed in the expanded revised edition of Unlock the Power to Heal. You can get it at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, the revised expanded edition. Also, go to unlockthepowertoheal.com. Links are up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. We got questions of the day. We got advanced medicine with Dr. Bitar. And we got fake sweeteners and obese babies. How does a baby get obese? What planet are we living on?
Can you repeat the part of the stuff where you said all about the things?
It's the Robert Scott Bell Show. Robert will be right back.
We have a great story from someone who's helped themselves to heal by using the botanical known as Carnivora. And we have a guest right now. Her name is Joni Nichols. This is quite a story.
Yes, it is. And, Robert, I was a mess. I had numerous infections. My hair was falling out all over the furniture. Mm-hmm. One of the scariest things was that my legs were swelling up out of control. It came to a head. Within 24 hours, I had gone into a coma.
Holy tamale.
Mom and Dad decided to get me carnivore as a six-week program. Within two weeks, Robert, the first thing I noticed was that I felt better waking up. Then I noticed that my hair wasn't all over the furniture. I'm, like, all excited.
And she credits all of it to her Carnivora protocol.
This is Richard Ostro, owner for Carnivora Research International. Call 1-866-836-8735. That's 1-866-836-8735. Or visit carnivora.com, carnivora.com. Call now.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Robert.
All right, we figured it out. Michael Douglas married to Catherine Zeta Jones. Catherine Zeta Jones. Is that right?
No, you got one letter wrong here.
Which one?
It's Zeta.
Zeta or Zeta? Zeta.
It's not Zika.
They named the Zika virus after Catherine Zeta Jones.
Yeah, and I might want to get it then. Yeah.
Well, I just wish the viruses would get better PR, right? Because everybody would want them. You know, give them some of the bad rap that they actually do something, which in most cases they don't. They don't. Zika virus. Oh, I didn't mean to bring that up, did I? We'll see. 866-939-BELL. It's a weird show today, folks. Robert Scott Bell Show
you
live on the air.
All flustered.
GCN. You know, it's just agitation on not being able to pinpoint that moment in history, in your own history, where you go, I learned that Marsha Angel had died. She didn't. She never did. And I was under the impression for years. And that's why I just don't. Where did it start? Who planted that seed? Chemtrails. That's what it was. Don't mean to make light of geoengineering. I don't. But
see, it can't be you, can it? Can't be that you were wrong.
No,
blame it on something.
I've been victimized. No, I'll take responsibility for it. I just would like to figure out where I got that impression. Anyway, carry on. Fake sweeteners. Tied to what? Not even childhood obesity. They're saying infant obesity. Baby obesity. Can they call that babesity? Pregnant women who drink artificial sweetened drinks may be more likely to have overweight infants than women who do not. Well, I'd want to call it a moment of doubt because we've talked about artificial sweeteners and their penchant for causing you to gain weight. Most tops among the list was the aspartame, but this, I mean, talking about infants that are obese, infants, twofold higher risk of having an infant who's overweight at age one compared to women who drink no artificially sweetened beverages at all. And, you know, this comes to be the delusion of man, the arrogance of man, once again. Talking about animal experiments, and 92% of them abject failures, right? Since we already know how to do most of these things. In fact, we already know how to keep people at a sane, balanced weight by eating real food. Yeah, you say real food. Food. It used to be called food. All of it was food. Now you have to say it's organic if it's real. Fake sweeteners tied to infant size and obesity. Now, I told you I planted stevia in the backyard in my one of my raised bed gardens. This stevia plant's freaking me out, too. I just got to let you know. I planted it, you know, straight up. And then we've had, like, over the course of the last week, some seriously windy days. So it's like, it looks like it's windswept, like it's on an ocean, you know, with windswept where it grows sideways. So it started growing sideways. I'm like, what is that? And then the wind turned direction, and it grew a different direction. Today the wind's not blowing, but it's still pointing in a different direction. I'm like, what is this, a weather vane or a stevia plant? I'm going to go back to...
spray some Aquanet on it or something? Or?
I don't know. It's the funniest thing. I just noticed today. It just, like, decides to switch directions when I'm not looking. Unless the lizards in the garden are playing a trick on me. It's just a... Anyway, so there was a lot of leaves that were knocked off of it. From the wind or whatever happened. So I brought them in to you know, clean them up, dry them, whatever I was going to do to turn them into something I can add to my tea or whatever. And the cat ate them. Animal experimentation.
Wow. So
in the Bell family household.
Like catnip or something, right?
Well, yeah, you think. I try to give her the catnip we're going. She's not interested in the catnip, but she likes the stevia. She just engulfed the stevia leaves.
You know, just what? So you know, only what? Robert Scott Bell's cat would prefer stevia over catnip.
I'm telling you, it's a weird cat. But the thing is, you know, if they eat grass, they'll throw it up, right? That's part of what they do. Not a shred of that stevia has made it back out of the top end of that little cat. Not thrown up at all. So obviously it's not poison to the cat, and the cat loves it. So there's something good. And there's news. I mean, we've covered stevia stories, medicinal value, having impact, perhaps being a cancer preventative plant, interestingly enough.
Interesting. Yeah, I don't even know what to say to that. Your cat likes stevia. I mean, why am I not surprised?
Yeah, because it's my cat.
Does your cat like coffee enemas too?
Oh, come on! That was... You don't give cats coffee enemas. Good Lord.
Well, it eats stevia.
Mark D, call
you
now.
You named the cat bureaucratic oligarchy, didn't you?
No, the kids named the cat. The kids named the cat. They didn't... Yeah. Oh, we'll get back to that. We got questions of the day coming in. We got calls coming in. We'll see what we can get to next. Dr. Bitar, advanced medicine, and math terrorism, or math as terrorism. Could math be terrorism? We'll find out about that. I'll ask my son. He's taking a lot of hard math stuff, too. RobertScottBell.com. Check it out. Back after this.
Live around the world.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell.
Did you know that I have not been to the doctor to treat an illness in over a decade? Do you want to know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, and after writing several books and spending thousands of hours researching natural alternatives, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sicknesses. So, how do I keep myself and family from getting sick? It's from the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, like barley and flax oil, green tea extract, and Transfer Point's Beta 1 3D Glucan. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to save big on these all-natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive Ty Bollinger discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook, Supernatural Silver.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-941-5257. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-941-5257. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-941-5257. That's 1-800-941-5257.
Hi, this is Ron Paul. I'm a former 22-year congressman and Republican presidential candidate. I'm here to tell you about something that just might save your lives. You never know when there will be another Katrina, an economic collapse, or a serious drought. We should all have a little food storage that will carry us through tough times. I'm going to tell you about a great way to do that. A U.S. company named Harvest Right has a kitchen appliance that can help you be prepared. It's a home freeze dryer. With the product, you can preserve the food your family loves. And the best part is, the food will last 25 years and still taste great. I've tried it, and it's amazing. With a home freeze dryer from Harvest Right, you can literally freeze dry anything you eat, even things like ice cream. To learn more, call Harvest Right today at 800-594-4635 or go to harvestright.com. That's 800-594-4635 or harvestright.com.
Out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
By the way, Super Don, on the break, I talked with the cat. I had a talk with the cat. The cat said to me, if you come anywhere near me with that coffee, I'm out of here and I'm not coming back. I put up with a lot of your shenanigans. Your kids are great, love them, but they're crazy too. But you come near me with that coffee, I'm gone. I'm just gone.
All right. I like your cat even more now.
Cat after your heart. What is it about cats? I like that we're bringing up animals here. Angel animals, angel dogs, angel cats, angel horses. This cat, you know, you take her into the garage, which is, you know, it's an unfinished garage with a cement floor, and she goes spastic. She just, like, flips and flops around and happy and purrs and goes, like, let me find some dirt to rub, to just kind of throw myself in. It's like a little pig. You know, if it was some mud puddles, she'd go, yeah,
animals,
I want in there.
Yeah, animals like dirt. They like dead things, too. With dogs, they love dead things.
Do they?
If you've ever had a dog, yeah, you take a dog and they finally, you know.
Oh, yeah, they sniff it out, right?
Oh, no. Well, they don't just sniff it out. They, like, go over and roll around on it.
No. The cats will make things dead. I mean, they're hunters.
Yep. Some of them are.
Oh, and some of the birds of prey here, there was a beautiful big hawk that landed in the front yard yesterday. This could have carried away a cat. I mean, there's some amazing birds out here. You think the alligators are bad, right? Look out for the birds of prey. The raptors. Anyway, this show is all over the place tonight. I don't know how we're going to categorize this one. Can we put this got its own category tonight?
Yeah. Well, you know what? Why don't we do something that'll kind of get us centered again, bring us back down to the ground?
You think there's something that could do that?
I think maybe we can rely on a listener.
Excuse me. I'd like to ask you a few questions.
Okay, you're right. Question of the day. Always bring me back to center. This one's coming from Janice. Hi, Robert. I listen to all your shows and have learned so much. For the past year, I have woken in the middle of the night to severe calf cramps and foot contorting cramps that start on the side of my legs below the knees. Sometimes two per night. Sometimes both legs at the same time. Some cramps left me sweating because of the length of time they cramped and the pain involved. Super Don, is this Janice or is this you writing this? Because you were talking about cramps yesterday.
Well, I wasn't having cramps. I was dealing with the kind of just the restless
jerky spasm.
I want to say restless leg, but it wasn't my legs. It was my arms and stuff and like that. But it's not an actual cramping. Now, I've had cramping before.
Okay, so
that's no fun.
It's the misfiring of the nerves of some kind. You do have a fair bit amount of coffee coming in through the other end.
Yeah, caffeine may have something to do with it. Although, you know, I consume that earlier in the day. You know, it's not many hours before I go to bed, but.
So Janice continues then. It is Janice. It's not Superdon. After researching what mineral deficiency this could be attributed to, I started taking magnesium. Since I started taking the supplements in February, I've not had any more leg cramps. This past week, I forgot to take the supplement Friday, and early Saturday morning, I was awoken at 4 a.m. with one of my leg cramps. Last night, I watched a YouTube video about the 8 warning signs of magnesium deficiency. The first warning sign was headaches. Well, let me tell you, Janice continues, I've had terrible headaches for so long that it started to affect my life. If I am that deficient, how much should I be taking a day? Thank you, and I'll be listening, Janice. Dude, this is so good. I mean, we've covered this story a little more in depth with Dr. Carolyn Dean over the years, and in fact, our new good buddy, Ian Clark, covered it on yesterday's broadcast, didn't he? We talked about the Ease Magnesium Topical Spray.
Yep.
And you were telling me about, as you just mentioned, like the disruptive sleep you've been having. Is it too early to ask you, because you started using it when we talked to Ian yesterday? Did it have any impact on you?
Well, and you know what I did? I used it for the first time yesterday, because I've used the other two products, the Ocean's Alive, which is a great product, and the Panacea Oil, which is awesome.
Yeah.
But I hadn't used the magnesium, and it was funny, because I put two and two together yesterday as we were getting ready to have him on, and I was just like, wait a minute. Isn't restless leg syndrome related to magnesium? And so I kind of looked it up, and then I asked him, and he was like, oh, yeah, you know. And the problem I'm having is not with my legs. I've had it with my legs before. But for the last, I don't know, maybe 3-4 months, I've been getting it in my arms. And so I'll lay down. I don't know if anybody else has had this before. If you have, call in, because I'm curious. But, you know, you lay down to go to bed, and your arms just get all, like, anxious and antsy and stuff, and you're, like, wiggling them around and moving them around and trying to get everything to calm down.
Mm-hmm.
So I asked Ian yesterday if that's something that would work, and he said, yes, it would. So yesterday I put on my sleeveless shirt so I could have access to skin areas, and
right.
I applied probably 2 or 3 applications, which equated to probably about 30 sprays or so, which is what they recommend.
Yeah.
And lo and behold, last night I went to bed and I didn't have the problem. So,
wow.
I'm going to continue to do this over the next several days, just because I'm one of those, you know, science skeptical
You're
kind
a skeptical
of
guy, but a good kind of skeptical.
You know, because I mean, listen, you know, you got to prove it for yourself. But last night was a great success, because I actually went to bed and I slept for the first time in I would say probably a week or so.
That's a hallelujah moment if there ever was
yeah,
one.
Yeah, it was great.
To hear that.
It was awesome.
Yeah, sleep is not overrated. I promise you, sleep is not overrated. Now, the magnesium question from Janice, you know, is about how much she should take. And I'm a guy that says, listen to your body. Your cells do not lie. And if the amount you're taking is working for you, then keep going. If it's not, the symptoms that you had before will return, or maybe they're still there. And up the dose a little bit. Now, we've talked about different forms of magnesium over the years, magnesium glycinate, magnesium chloride. There's so many magnesium forms, but I really deferred over the past couple of years to topical magnesium because you really can't screw it up, and even if you take too much that way, you're not going to get diarrhea, which is really the worst thing. If you took an oral magnesium, you could get the runs. Just be straight up honest with you. But even that's not devastating. It's just moving something through a little quickly. So topically, I'm thinking find the most efficient way to do it. And that's what we have now with the Ease Magnesium, where he's saying target 20, maybe 30 sprays a day topically, different areas of the body, and see what happens. And if you're in any indication, Super Don, you could see results very rapidly. We might want to check with Dr. Batar to see if you're just making it up in your mind. I'm going to ask him, and you'll ask him maybe, how fast he sees magnesium work.
Yeah. Well, all I know is I did it. I didn't do any on like my abdomen, but I did it on my entire arms. Okay.
Yeah.
Underside and the top. And I also put it on the back of my neck.
Okay.
And my shoulders and stuff like that, because I figured that's where I was having the problem. Why not try it there?
Sure.
So you know what? Even if Dr. Batar says no, that doesn't normally happen, I still slept last night, one way or the other.
Yeah, I have a feeling that he will say it's pretty instantaneous, but we'll get to that. We'll get to that. RobertScottBell.com, to the phones we go, 866-939-BELL.
Robert Scott Bell and the Scooby crew there. This is Daniel from St. Petersburg, Florida, and I got a comment. How come in the last at least 15 years in Florida, you've never heard of a mosquito control worker, and there's probably about 200 of them statewide, possibly more. You've never heard of any of them coming down with any mosquito-borne disease. Now sit there and think about this. They're out in the swamps 50 weeks a year and the ditches and all that, getting bit all the time, and yet they never come down with any mosquito-borne disease. I certainly think, thanks to what I listened to on the Robert Scott Bell Show, I've learned a whole lot and realized that we're certainly not being told the truth by the government. So I appreciate you bringing the truth to light.
The Scooby Gang, man. Ruh-roh. How do we say it like Scooby does?
Yeah, he called us Ruh-roh. The Scooby Crew.
The
yeah.
Scooby Crew. Oh, that's the greatest laugh. Oh, we are the Scooby Crew. Somebody called us that before, I think, or something like that. Like, oh, maybe we're the Buffy the Vampire Slayer Scooby Crew or something. But, Daniel, you're right. Point that out. You know, there's mosquitoes all over the world. Why do you have mosquito-borne illnesses only in areas where they lack sanitation, sewage, hygiene, nutrition, right? Think about that. Are mosquitoes automatically devastating? Now, granted, malaria can be brutal, but you can recover from malaria. There are tools, there are techniques, there are natural substances, including silver and homeopathy, that can help you do that. But you're right. Where are all of those folks that are constantly attacked by mozzies or skeeters or whatever you call them, wherever you are, and not coming down with these devastating illnesses, including Zika, which is not a devastating illness. It's a cover story for vaccine injury, DNA injury from vaccines and pesticides. And, of course, to promote the CDC's agenda to approve another vaccine on the childhood schedule with hashtag no liability. That's where that's going. And that's no joke. Thank you, Scooby. All right. We got Monsanto's next pesticide. I don't know how much time we have in this segment here. A couple of minutes. This could take a whole show to do. But we got to get to this. Monsanto is going to run out of its patent on glyphosate. Therefore, its profits are going to drop significantly on Roundup Ready seeds, for instance. So they need something. This is the way the drug industry works. It's the way the biotech industry works. Once our patents expire, we got to have something to replace it. Glyphosate's going by the wayside, but we've got something better. And they're called RNA pesticides. Ribonucleic acid pesticides. They're going to alter directly RNA function. They're going to interfere with this natural process in the plants, and they're going to claim it's safe, just like they claim glyphosate, the carcinogenic pesticide, is safe. And they're going to mess with RNA, suppressing the activity of specific genes. How long will it be till we see RNA abnormalities in those who consume those plants or those animals who eat those plants? I am certain now that Monsanto is party central for evil on planet Earth. Outside of the devil in D.C. that Cheryl Chumley talks about, you got the devil in Iowa, and its name is Monsanto, and it's coming after your genes. And in this case, your ribonucleic acid. You thought glyphosate was bad, Super Don. Coffee enemas all the way around, my friend, because I don't know what else is going to combat the toxic poisons that are heading our way if we continue with this corporatism, this corporate welfare. And if you get Hillary Clinton as president, you can guarantee your RNA goes bye-bye thanks to her buddies at Monsanto. I'm just saying, vote your DNA, vote your RNA, do not vote for Hillary Clinton. All right, that was my overt political statement of the evening. We'll see if we do any others, right? All over the map tonight. What about math that is quantified, you hear how I did that, as a terrorist activity? Let's check in on that. I'll ask my teenager next, too.
Who'd you say that masked man was?
It's a bird!
It's a plane!
It's
Robert Scott Bell.
Here I come to save the day!
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook. Supernatural Silver.
water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
A good stove is at the top of the list for any serious survivalist. That's why you have to see the full range at Emberlit.com. Simple, elegant, but extraordinarily efficient. Available in titanium or stainless steel, the Emberlit line of stoves are ultralight, pack flat, and work great. Fueled only by sticks and debris, from emergency situations to long-term survival, Emberlit stoves are up to the task. Emberlit, the most convenient, easy-to-carry wood stoves on the planet. See them all at Emberlit.com.
Bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Roberts.
Okay, so I asked my son, how is math like terrorism? He's like, well, it is, because you forced me to do it. Right? It's not.
Oh,
no.
I see. Yeah. It's enhanced torture.
Enhanced
going on
interrogation
there.
Techniques through math. And the thing is, he tested like in the 90th percentile on some standardized test in math. I was like, dude, you're a whiz kid at math. What are you talking about?
Well, I don't like to do it.
It's not terrorism.
I agree with him. That was one of the subjects I absolutely hated in school.
But were you pretty good at it anyway?
I just let it go.
Yeah.
I was okay. Look, I was good at anything I applied myself to. Let me put it that way.
That is it. It's the application, yeah. Isn't it? Yeah. Right? You're like, I'm bored. I don't want to do it. Oh, man. Well, anyway, on this flight, it was out. Was this out of Philly? Was this American Airlines flight out of Philly? Yeah, Philadelphia to Syracuse. And it was delayed after a female passenger said she was sick and had expressed some concerns about the behavior of a male passenger. Like, what was this male passenger doing? Well, he was scribbling strange symbols on a pad of paper, and he didn't want to talk to me. Right? It's like suddenly now that's grounds for terrorism suspicion. It was delayed for more than 2 hours as they took this guy off and interviewed him. It turns out he's an economics professor at the University of Pennsylvania, and he's not a Middle Eastern radical Islamic terrorist. He happens to be an Italian named Guido.
Literally, his name is Guido.
Guido Menzio. I mean, you know, if you're gonna kind of play to stereotypes, you could say maybe he was a mafia guy, but really a terrorist. No, Italian university, he's Italian, University of Pennsylvania economics. Now, the question is, because I could still argue that he might be a terrorist in a different way. In a different way. And it goes to this, because the Philly Inquirer tweeted this out. Penn economics professor profiled as supposed terrorist for doing math on plane. And then in quotes they say, Trump's America is already here. So, you know, it's a dig on Trump. You know, I have to do that. Trump's America. Because they play, always if it's a Republican, it's stupid. Because the liberal elitists believe anybody who's Republican is stupid. But I will say, I will give them credit for one thing here. If this economics professor is Keynesian, right, from the school of John Maynard Keynes, the Chicago school, then I could argue that he is an economic terrorist.
Oh, gee.
Okay.
All right. Yeah, because I see what you're saying.
If he's not from the Austrian School of Economics, and this is where Trump and I part ways.
Right.
If he actually said what it's been reported that he said, that we'll never default on our debt because we can always print more money. Now, I'm going to hold off on complete judgment because on one level he's correct, right?
No.
If you have
listen. What? Here's where the problem came from. He was doing something called differential equations.
Okay.
And this is one of the reasons why I hated math, because I just did not want to sit there and try and figure out how to grasp the concept that we were going to add d to the third power of x times 4 mbtr snagglepuss. You know, I mean, it's just like, these are not numbers. I mean, how do you know? I just didn't want to do it. But if you look at these differential equations, and if it's something that is just doesn't calculate with you,
yeah,
I suppose maybe if you were wearing really blurry glasses and you might maybe had a couple of drinks, that it might look like Arabic. But I mean, that is basically what it was. He was doing differential equations on paper.
Did you say snagglepuss?
I did.
Thank you for that.
Related, yeah.
By the way, it also is. Remember that flag that was a bunch of sex toys on the flag that somebody thought was Islamic terrorism?
Yeah, that was
terrorism.
Several months ago.
It was an ISIS flag.
The ISIS flag was in a gay pride parade, and it.
We have lost all powers of discernment as an American people.
People are paranoid, dude.
Yeah, they are.
They're really paranoid, and so anything just will just set them off and freak them out and make them overreact.
Right. So on the Trump news, I keep wanting to go back to this, and we're almost out of time for the first hour. I'm going to give him the benefit of the doubt until I figure out more about this. Because he's right about Keynesian economics, that they believe you can print your way out of anything, and that you won't default because you can always print more. And that is true. But the question is, does he believe in that as a fundamental guiding economic philosophy? That I don't know, and I want to get to the bottom of that. Maybe Thursday when we do the Sacred Fire of Liberty. Coming up next, Advanced Medicine with Dr. Rashid Bitar. Links are up in the show notes, robertscottbell.com. And, he'll balance this out, Super Don. We'll be all right. A little more magnesium, too, on the break, because the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott the Bell
Robert
Show.
Scott Bell Show.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's A Place for Answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care, as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Do you have dry hands or itchy, peeling skin? Are your cracked feet in need of a makeover for sandal season? Hi, my name is Diane Cook, the creator of B-Spa Hand and Foot Cream. B-Spa is all natural, 16% beeswax, marigold extract, and other essential oils and nutrients. B-Spa is great for exceptionally dry hands and feet, but B-Spa can be used anywhere on the body. I am sure you will see a difference overnight. B-Spa is the only cream you will ever need. The convenient 2.5-ounce size jar travels nicely and a little goes a long way. B-Spa Hand and Foot Cream costs $29.99. Use promotion code 101 for free shipping. Order B-Spa Hand and Foot Cream today at bespa.com. That's B-E-E-S-P-A.com. That's B-E-E-S-P-A.com.